So, Steve, I don't know about you, but my family this time of year loves to pile into the car, go driving around looking at Christmas lights. That's something you do?
I'm so strange that a few weeks ago, there's a well-known house near Camelback Road, where we actually went during the day just to see what it looked like.
Oh, my gosh, without the lights
exactly.
on. We don't do that. So, for us, the more, the better. We want the lights, the inflatable Santas, the inflatable snowmen, the music, the whole bit. Well, photographer Jesse Reeser has been documenting how Americans celebrate Christmas for the past 8 years across 15 states in the Southwest, South, Midwest, and Pacific Northwest. His Christmas in America project shows crazy light displays, but also smaller, more personal ones. Jesse Reeser joins me. And Jesse, have you seen things change over the 8 years you've been working on this project? Or maybe have you changed in terms of how you look at what you're shooting?
You know, I think the project started from a place that was maybe a little more cynical in nature, maybe just kind of some backstory. My family had moved out to Arizona around the time of the recession, and so my dad had found work. And so it was the first time seeing the holiday not in the, like, not to be cliche, but the lens of my childhood. And there was something kind of ironic, too, it not being this very kind of Charles Dickens, like, cold Eastern winter and white Christmas. So I found that the drier, warmer climate sometimes afford people to do a little more outside. So there's kind of an interesting play on there as well. And then what you'll see is, and especially when I'm looking in different regions, things that kind of give you regional cues or identities to that state. You know, in the project, there's a portrait of a gentleman goes by Cowboy Kringle, and he's got these red chaps that says, Merry Christmas, y'all, in Texas. So it's fun to find those little cues and things that give you kind of a visual placeholder of where you are in the country, either geographically or culturally.
It seems as though when you talk about Christmas, there is sort of a camp that talks about the consumerism aspect of it. There's a camp that talks about the religious aspect, and there's some other aspects as well. When you talk to the people that you're taking photos of, are they doing this for, like, why are they doing this?
That's a good point. And then I would make a third bucket of just kind of family tradition. Because, you know, not everybody that's enjoying the holiday are really steeped in the Christian faith. And one thing I find too, it's a lot of times it's a carryover from their childhood, or sometimes it's this stage built in once a year for them to be creative in the way they make their displays. But I also think too, there's a bit of it that can be a little bit of escapism, and it's this comfort of the tradition, and it comes every year and they have an audience. And there is something very childlike about that. You know, what I found is a lot of times they'll do it for the neighborhood and the kids in the neighborhood, and if they don't have kids themselves, and which is all very, you know, in the beginning, like I said, it started maybe from a cynical place, but quickly became sincere and celebratory.
Yeah, it almost seems like it's more pure than you would think. Like if the grown-ups don't believe in Santa anymore, maybe this is their way of sort of trying to cling on to a little bit of that.
Right. And I think it goes back to that escapism. You know, nostalgia and memory is a really powerful tool, and it makes people happy. It's why people like to watch the same movies over and over, and they find comfort in that.
Especially this time of year.
Especially this time of year. You know, nostalgia and you know, their memory and those emotions are all kind of wrapped into a present, dumb Christmas joke. But sometimes, too, you know, I found that they do it for the neighborhood, and they do it for their own memory or maybe their own traditions and keeping that alive. And sometimes these homes become this de facto community center.
Has doing this project over the years you've been doing it changed the way you look at this time of year?
Well, now it's kind of my own tradition, too. It's interesting because for me, this is when a lot of, you know, my commission projects slow down, and a lot of my peers are kind of taking a breather from an intense year, and I'm out chasing Christmas. But it is. It has, I mean, because it's been 8 years now, so it has become kind of my own personal tradition and full circle back to trying to discover why these people do what they do. You know, I think those buckets are pretty appropriate. You know, you have the Christian aspect of it, and then you have the consumerism commercial, which is interesting because that influences how we celebrate Christmas more than probably the religious offerings. And I think it's fun to find these the imagery where all of those things clash. There's this one image that's kind of, it's very funny, but it's kind of disturbing. And it's the Santa Claus kind of bowing over baby Jesus and praying to him. And it's like that perfect metaphor of all of these things trying to play in harmony that are sometimes very humorous.
You talked about all the light displays, and there are a number of images of that. I'm curious, like, when you see them, for a lot of people, it's kind of sensory overload. Mm-hmm. How do you try to figure out how to shoot just tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of lights and other displays and inflatable Santas and all the other snowmen and other stuff that's up on people's lawns and houses and roofs and all that stuff?
Well, I think it's, you know, I mentioned before looking for those regional cues, but also things that feel a little surreal, right? Because we're kind of playing in this space with nostalgia and memory, and that's a powerful tool. You know, one of the images with all the inflatables, it's not far from here in Tempe, and when they're not inflated, they look, it's just colors that look like they've melted.
Almost. Oh, is it like on the roof?
Yeah, very kind of, you know, Salvador Dali-esque. Like, it's very surreal. But then also framing things that just give you a sense of, just try to be very overwhelming with some of these spaces because, you know, it's every few inches has either a light or some sort of, you know, adorned with some piece of Christmas. And again, looking for these things that kind of are trying to wrap the family tradition with Christianity, with consumerism. Because what's interesting with the project is that there's endless amounts of material because Christmas seeps into every aspect of American culture.
All right. That's photographer Jesse Reeser. He's the man behind the Christmas in America photo project. We'll post a link to it at theshow.kjzz.org. Jesse, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it.